This sounds like good news for Kalgoorlie Boulder. The big banks have removed, or one of the big banks has removed, Broken Hill and Kalgoorlie Boulder from the list of single industry towns. Why the change, do you think?
Well, I think it's probably good news, yes, exactly, because Kalgoorlie-Boulder in particular have been established for a long while. They're solid areas. They're not as if they just discovered gold there last year. It's been there for a long while. And the banks, in case of this particular bank, have decided that we'll take it off the risky list and treat it as a normal area in which to lend money.
Has it been a long time coming, do you think?
I think these assessments by the banks are not so much a long time coming. They base it on the amount of lending they've got in a particular area. And if you take in the CBD in Perth, for example, or in the Perth metropolitan area, often in very large blocks of apartments, if a particular bank is lending significantly against units in one block or estates in properties in one housing estate, they might start to reduce their lending by insisting on the depositors increasing their buyers increasing their deposit, or alternatively saying, no, we don't want to lend anymore. They don't want to have the concentration of risk in one area. I think it's the fact that Kalgoorlie-Boulder have grown significantly and have been established that long enough to say that this is a safe market in which to lend. They haven't seen the huge swings. The boom and bust conditions that have actually occurred in other areas have not been the case in the Goldfields region.
Mm. And rents, I think we're at about a 1% vacancy rents with rental properties. Obviously, that would have a big part to play in that as well.
Yes, and look, although rents are expensive in Kalgoorlie, they're nothing like they are in the Pilbara and the Kimberley. Again, it's a case of short supply, but plenty of demand. But that 1% rental vacancy rate is very low. It's half what the Perth metropolitan area is.
Now, a few other towns, Kalgoorlie-Boulder and Broken Hill, have come off the list, but a few other towns in WA have been added to the list. Could you tell us what those are?
Port Hedland and Derby, towns in the Pilbara, obviously. There's been 50% growth in property values in those areas over the last few years, and that probably means that a $1 million house in Port Hedland would now be $1.5 million, and I'm talking their median prices. That's what you'd have to pay by way of average value for a standard dwelling in those areas. And that's a case where growth has accelerated so greatly that if a bank or a lender were lending, say, to 1.2 million, 1.5 million, for example, was the purchase price, and the bank was accepting a 10 or even a 20% deposit, if there was a significant collapse in value, the owner's equity would be eroded and the bank would be potentially facing a loss. So their criteria is simply to measure risk. Added to that, we've got reports on the downturn in the iron ore industry, going into exports into China, etc. So there's a higher risk profile than there was. I don't think it's anything greatly to worry about. It is one lender, and there are probably others who are saying, look, if you want to buy in those areas, we'd like you to have a higher deposit. And remember, a minimum deposit for a bank is actually 20%. Over once you get below 20, you need to have mortgage insurance to protect the bank's risk. The banks will probably lend you on a 10% deposit, but they'll always require mortgage insurance. So that's a fairly high risk profile, quite frankly, in any market for people to be buying on such a low deposit.
Mm. If you've just joined us this morning, we're chatting this morning with the Real Estate Institute of WA President David Airy. Kalgoorlie-Boulder has been removed off the one industry town list. So long term, what could this mean for Kalgoorlie-Boulder? Could we see more people investing in the town?
Well, that's quite a good argument, and I would think if the real estate agents in that region were smart, and they all are, they probably should be marketing the town as a good investment location, certainly an alternative investment location. I mean, Kalgoorlie has more than simply one industry. It's not totally dependent on gold, for example, and mining and resources. There's plenty of mining supply companies and lots of businesses there that do service the mining and resource industry. But beneath that, there's a whole layer of other businesses. There's established professional practices, legal, accounting and stockbroking firms are located in Kalgoorlie. You've recently had the new the old Goldfields Credit Union, I think it was, is now Goldfields Money. So there's been that's quite an amazing growth in that region, and I think that will be very beneficial. Calgary's always been very much loved by its local residents. I think you always know when people are from Kalgoorlie, whether they've sent footy players to Perth, they always remind you how good the Kalgoorlie footy teams are. And I think the people in the region are pretty loyal to their region, and I think they'd be fairly pleased with this. And I'm sure it should be on the investment radar for a lot of people.
Now, also maybe first home buyers, are they more likely to be looked upon favourably by the banks?
Well, they've been big buyers in recent months, Lorraine. First home buyers have accounted for, certainly I can only quote you metropolitan area stats because we don't have any measure for first home buyers in the regions, but one in four buyers has been a first home buyer, and that's what's pushed the market along, certainly the metropolitan region markets in Perth and in other states. The first home buyers struggle really over $500,000. They are looking into markets that are usually between $200,000 and $400,000 and up to $500,000. Bearing in mind that up to $500,000, the first home buyer doesn't have to pay stamp duty. That's a state government initiative. There's no stamp duty, so most of them try to buy in those cheaper ranges. There's not a lot for sale. I would have thought in your area, in those price ranges to suit first home buyers. If there was, they probably would be snapped up.
Now, I guess, as always, we need to say that if you are planning on buying or investing, financial advice is always the way to go.
We always say that, Lorraine. It's a good idea to get independent financial advice in particular. Shop around. There's so many opportunities to borrow money. You don't necessarily have to go to the bank you've banked at for years. You can shop around and look at what's available. Go to a competent, licensed mortgage advisor or finance broker and look at the selection of loans and so on that are available, particularly the products for first home buyers. And don't chase the lowest rate. The lowest rate is an error, really, when people are making those judgments. They need to look at what's going to best suit them. I mean, I hear many examples of people who got a really good rate deal, but they found that they're locked into the loan for 5 or 10 years, and any payout will result in a massive exit cost, and those things can be quite detrimental to people if they're forced to move for some reason. Mm. But real estate agents obviously present properties for sale on behalf of the seller of the property, who pays the commission on the sale. So we don't give advice to buyers. We simply present the property, and the buyers need to make their own judgment on what they want to offer and how they want to buy it. REWA members would always recommend and take instructions from a buyer if they want to have a building inspection or a termite inspection and maybe an inspection of the appliances to make sure all those things are working. Any competent agent would want to have all those things checked and out of the road so there was no disharmony between the buyer and the seller when it comes time to settle the sale.
Now, David, just before I let you go, just tell us generally, how are things looking in WA when it comes to real estate? How's the market?
I was talking to your colleague Ian Cameron on ABC 720 this morning. We do our morning property show every couple of weeks, and I was very pleased to tell Ian that the market in Perth has improved enormously. The median price has quietly risen now to $475,000. It looks like when we finish off the June quarter sales, it might be at about $480,000, which is a very modest increase. It's still down on its peak in 07 or 08, I think it was, at $515,000. But that's good. We're not looking for prices to rise so much. We're just looking for increased sales activity. And that's happened, significantly increased activity in the 250 to about 600 range. In addition, some of the more expensive areas are increasing. Sales activity has increased in the western suburbs through Vincent, Stirling, and in the smaller Fremantle market, and also in the hills. But strangely, there were some falls in values in Melville and some of the south of the river areas, but there are very minor movements in market prices. The main thing is that sales activity is up around 20% on the corresponding time last week, which is converting into sales of every week. REWA members are reporting around about 1,000 sales a week, and to put that into perspective, this time last year it was about 800. So that's a pretty significant jump in activity without having sort of boom time conditions. It's a I think we'd probably describe it as a normal market, and REWA extract figures from all their REWA agents through the REWA.com, through the members' website. So that's how we can say our information, we think, is pretty accurate, and we'll keep the public and the ABC informed as these things change.
Sounds like there's a little bit more confidence out there.
Yes, a lot more. Despite what's happening beyond the borders in Western Australia, Lorraine, things are pretty good. I think we can be. We don't have to be as negative as the doom and gloom people in the eastern states.
Why would you want to be anywhere else?
Absolutely, David. I agree with that. I wish I was in the goldfields today. It sounds like it's very good fun up there.
Absolutely. David, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Lorraine. Thanks for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.